From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera. So, do you remember that story about the piece of music with too many notes? And do you remember what music that was? It could have been something like this. This is the waltz Opus 64 No. 1 by Chopin, better known as the Minute Waltz. Surely this piece could be said to have too many notes. Though it's called the Minute Waltz, it has so many notes it's basically impossible to play it in just a minute. But it's not the piece of music from the famous story. Maybe this one. This is the last movement of Samuel Barber's violin concerto, labeled In Moto Perpetuoso, in perpetual motion. According to some, the violinist for whom it was written found the movement too difficult, and someone else played the premiere. So perhaps this piece actually does have too many notes. But it's also not the music from the story. Okay, how about this? You probably recognize The Flight of the Bumblebee by Rimsky-Korsakov. It was written for an opera orchestra, but it has so many notes, played so rapidly, that the piece has all kinds of different solo arrangements, like this one, meant to show off the sheer virtuosity of the performer. But still, Rimsky's Bumblebee music is not the piece from the Too Many Notes story. As that story goes, the Emperor of Austria went to the theater one summer night and heard this. These are the opening notes of Mozart's opera, The Abduction from the Seraglio, first performed at the Burgtheater in Vienna in July of 1782. It was when that performance finished that the emperor supposedly declared that the opera, while admirable in many ways, simply had too many notes. Other reports have him saying, "That's an awful lot of notes, my dear Mozart." In any case, a comment on the opera's note count isn't necessarily a negative review, even from an emperor. And in the end, it really hasn't mattered. Written when the composer was 26, the score may represent the first time that Mozart's phenomenal genius for musical theater was fully expressed. And however many notes it has, audiences seem to think that the number is exactly right. This time on World of Opera, Mozart's Abduction from the Seraglio comes to us from the Proms concerts at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Soprano Sally Matthews and tenor Edgaris Montvidas star as Constanza and Belmonte in a production featuring the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment and the Glyndebourne Festival Opera Chorus. The conductor is Robin Ticciati.